is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Not despair, the hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people, Let us all unite!
Welcome back, folks, here in the Corporation Nation, here on Republic Broadcasting. Good times. We're talking again about the whole mortgage debacle, the fiasco that is the mortgage commodities market, futures, and all of that good stuff. That the currency of future labor that is created by a contract and mortgage. Of course, you know, we think of this bird as a right. You know, we're so fortunate to have the right to be able to borrow money, debt, in order to actually have a house. You know, forget the notion of actually going out, getting some land, building your own house. That's a thing of the past. It's much better to be in debt. Don't use the land to support yourself. Use the corporation that calls itself the land, or the law of the land, the United States. And use its banking industry and go into debt. It's just a really nice. So we think that this is somehow a right or a privilege that we're so fortunate to do this. And yet at the same time, we acknowledge, for the most part, especially in these circles, that is the exact same model that has put almost every country under the debt obligation of the international bankers, if you will, the heavy hand You know, how do you take over a nation? You put it into debt. You make it borrow money from you and give it a deal that it can't pay back. And then you start saying, well, I'll tell you what, we'll take all your water rights and we'll call this debt clean. Oh, look at there. You need more money? Here, we'll borrow it. We'll let you borrow it again. Even though we're creating it out of completely nothing. We're absolutely creating the money out of thin air when we loan it to you, country. You're still going to be in debt to us to pay it back. Somehow you're going to have to create the value of it to pay it back. Well, how do they do that on the microcosm? Well, like we said, you know, they've created a system of enslavement, of labor, of future labor debt agreements. How do you keep people in a state of perpetual slavery through absolute unnecessary quote-unquote business work labor? You create a system of money lending. You create a system where people go into debt for absolutely no reason because there's never any money in the first place. That's a pretty amazing feat, you got to admit, that these bastards have created to ensure a basically a voluntary servitude workforce.
Yeah, and it's all based on human weakness. I mean, they know that people would rather have the thing that they want today, even though if it's going to cost them 10 times as much down the
road.
What the hell's
wrong with me then? Why is it that I don't want this? Why would I rather have nothing than be a part of it? What's wrong with me?
I know. Well, I'm the same way. I mean, I've never understood why I'm not materialistic. And like I can't stand to have, you know, rings on me, gold on me, or whatever. I like to dress as simple as I can. And maybe it's because inherently I don't want to be in debt. I don't know.
You are kind of a crappy dresser. But
you don't like my dresses.
But if you could see me, you'd say the same thing.
You know, go ahead.
My dog loves me, and that's all that counts.
Yeah, and you know, if we could dress as simple as animals do, that would make things a lot better. But if people were to imagine this, I mean, most people have a pretty big family, a substantial family. If everybody in the family was to put their efforts together, buy a piece of land big enough for several people to live in it, and everybody invested their labor, they can build a house for almost nothing. I mean, I was in construction, and labor generally costs as much as whatever the material is. So if everybody puts in their labor, you just cut at least the house, not counting the land, but you cut it in half.
It's true.
And then nobody's in debt. And then once you build that house, then everybody can do the same thing and do that for the next family member, and so on. And now they'll have something to pass on.
That's kind of the definition of, if you will, sort of the natural law where you have that responsibility. Okay, you do something for me, I do something for you. We have a sort of a mutual good type of indebtedness. It's not the kind that you sign your soul away. It's not the kind that someone can come after you. It's the kind that, hey, I want to, you built my house for me, you, all of you, and now it's your turn. And I have that obligation, that natural, instinctual, good, if you will, obligation that takes no coercion, it takes no contract, no pen, no police. It is purely of the body and soul. And I'm afraid, is what is, what seems to be missing. I don't think it's missing in people. I think that society has been constructed in such a way that notion of, if you will, natural, you know, obligation, natural duty to one's fellow man, to charity, if you will, has been subverted in a way that it's become, you know, you have to have a corporation to be charitable. You know, I mean, how ridiculous is that?
Yeah, because you have to be recognized so that then you can get government credits for your action. And the very act of being engaged in governmental approved charity, you're creating the need for more charity, because every time you deposit a check into a brokerage house, you're creating more debt. You're giving them the opportunity to create more debt. So there is no charity in it.
I think what upsets me most about that, you know, we keep saying, you know, that the money's not real, it doesn't exist, it's created out of nothing, and then it's applied as a debt. What's most upsetting about that to me is that at literally, with all law behind it, with all absolute, you know, justification, there would absolutely nothing wrong with doing it, no reason not to do it except for pure greed and empire, basically, is that all of that debt, because it's a negative, because it's not actually tangible, it can disappear. It can be disappeared. It can be jubileed. It can be taken away, and no one would be in debt anywhere in the entire nation or world, for that matter. It could disappear, and nothing would change. The only thing that would change is that people would suddenly be free for the first time and hopefully, you know, get the clue that they shouldn't go back to that point. And that's the whole purpose and point of that concept of the jubilee, of the erasure of debt. It literally would start everything over. And you know, that can happen at any time. There is nothing at all, nothing whatsoever, that says right now even the president could do that. I mean, that's what the Secretary of the Treasury could do that. They have unlimited power right now. The Congress, if they wanted to, they could do that. But
well,
they don't.
And you know, and here's the other thing. People don't realize that by putting themselves into all these debt transactions, they're increasing the likelihood of being attacked, of being conquered. Because whoever holds the value behind that debt is going to want to collect on it. And if they have to take that which is the true collateral of the supposed money, which is going to be the homes, the land that they sit on, and the people who live in it, then they're going to be taken over.
Well, I think also an integral part of this, one of the most important things that they have fooled us, and people are going to think I'm crazy probably for actually saying this. You know, the nature of what a currency is, if it was, let's say, truly a currency that was, say, backed by gold, then you wouldn't be able to do anything but utilize that particular currency, which is a representation of that particular gold. It could never increase or decrease artificially, right? So they've created the artifice, this ridiculous system of being able to create money out of nothing, and then from nothing, more importantly, creating debt of the person that has to pay it back, which means more money has to be created in more debt, which is just, it's this bombastic, strange, you know, thing. What's amazing, it's just amazing, I don't know, money should not be saved. I know that sounds crazy. The design of money and what it's supposed to be used for is, as we call it, commerce, right? It's not supposed to be invested. It's not supposed to be hoarded. It's not supposed to be. It's for the specific purpose of getting things done. And one of the most important things that has happened is that they've convinced us not only that it's important for us to hoard the money, which means they have to make more money. Yeah, that's very important. But also that government itself should be hoarding money and investing and doing all the things it does. So you create sort of a ridiculous situation where instead of spending the money into commerce and actually doing what needs to be done, you start saving it. You start hoarding it. You start coveting it. You worship it. And that's why it's considered such evil, because it's not used in the proper spectrum. If everything was truly equalized, there would be no, you know, if someone were to become wealthy because of the money supply that is supposed to be used in commerce, all you have to do is cut off that person. that person doesn't exist anymore in the society. Everything goes back to normal. No, you're not going to become powerful because you've hoarded a bunch of money. You see, it's really that simple. So we've let money get so out of control, of course, on purpose. But the point is, we're convinced in these, you know, all these investment schemes and retirement. I mean, for God's sake, retirement? What a big joke retirement is. It's just, think about it, folks. I mean, the whole thing has been sold to you. The whole investment scheme, savings, has been sold to you. It's a big, fat lie.
Yeah, but retirement used to be your children.
Right. It seems logical. It seems reasonable because we live in an absolute insane world. So insanity seems normal. But anyway, just one man's humble opinion. We'll be back.
AK-47 chest rig, is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Thank you, Yoda. We're back. Talking with Bert today, onlyfreemen.com. Funny stuff. We're talking about, we kind of started off by talking about mortgages. But you know, after a while, Bert, you start to realize that basically life is a mortgage. Everything's a mortgage. Every possible thing that you do in the name of debt is pretty much a dead pledge, a mortgage, and a dead engagement. You're engaging in debt, which is it's crazy.
Yes. No. That's correct. And here's another thing that has become very apparent to me, because I see many families where the mother and the dad work very hard, and they work all day long so they could have a really nice house and a nice car and the whole nine yards, and someone else is raising their children. Now, when we grow up and we look back at our families, at our fathers and our dads, what do we remember? Do we remember the time that they spent with us, or do we remember all the things that they were able to buy by being away from us? You know?
Yeah.
So we're either in debt to our family, or we're in debt to some corporation. We need to make that choice.
Well, unfortunately, you know, you can make the choice, but then society comes along and says, you know, you're mistreating your children for not getting them a nice car. you have to put a car in their stocking over the fireplace in order to be a good parent. You have to participate in commerce to be good parents. For God's sake, if you moved your children up to the mountains and actually taught them how to live off the land, that would be child abuse. I mean, come on, Bert, what are you talking about?
Well, where there's a will, there's a way. And I mean, I'm kind of one of those examples. I decided to take a leap of faith a few years ago, and one of the things that I always said is, when I have children, I wanted my wife to be around them 24/7, pretty much, so that she could be there to give them the nurture that they need. I did not want her and myself being away from home. You know, that was not going to happen, and I can say honestly that I'm sticking to that.
Bert, that's sexist. That is against all the tenets of feminism. That's what you're a horrible man for having that. That's society's opinion, or that's what they're trying to create in people. Is the goodness of that notion is actually a sexist view. And by the way, you got some pretty cool kids. Tell them that the Rainmaker says hi.
Oh, they always remember about you. The guy who brought down the hail.
Yeah. Yeah, your kids, how many languages do they know?
Three.
Very rare, except for the ones that have English as a second language, but oh, good stuff. So, you know, back to these mortgages. I mean, what can you say? I mean, to the amount of money that's tied up in the mortgage debt is beyond anything I could even hope to, you know, if you think of all the houses and all the buildings and all the business loans and all the second mortgages and all the, I mean, jeez, I can't imagine how much money is out there in just future debt payments for mortgages.
Exactly.
I can't imagine.
And you know, what I'm trying to do is find a workable solution for people that are already into this problem. But you know, the problem with people is that you help them get out of a particular debt, and then they have a surplus, and then that surplus allows them to now get into more debt, and that's probably what they're going to go do.
And it's ironic that they call that equity, too. It's pretty messed up that they took such a beautiful word, equity, which means adherence to the natural law, and they use it to actually proclaim that you have some value, mystical value in the home, that you have equity in your house. What a sham. What a fiction.
Yeah, yeah. So, but we will, I mean, there's actually a trend because of the fact that I read a lot of cases and I've been involved these last few weeks with several, like four or five foreclosures. So I've had to read a lot of cases. And the courts, believe it or not, are beginning to see the reality of what's going on with the sham of foreclosures and how the mortgage agreement and the note are actually not being followed. And you know, and that's what I'm starting to tell people is like, for God's sake, read your mortgage agreement, read your note agreement, and if you don't understand something, then pull a doggone dictionary and start learning what it says. You signed the darn thing. Know what it says. It's the biggest investment in your life. Read the darn thing and understand what it says so that you don't have to go and hire some attorney that's not going to read the agreement for you, but he's going to tell you what it says.
Yeah, I suppose the notion of crossing out things you don't like in the contract is another option, but they're certainly not required to accept the contract in that way. You can only really hope that it's just some bumbling idiot that has people sign contracts all day and doesn't notice that you scratch out all the important details.
Well, but you know, there's a line from the Bible. Didn't have to do with a woman that was going to be stoned to death, and Christ turned to her and told her, you know, go home or something and sin no more. Something to that effect.
Is that the let the person who's sin throw the first stone, or I can't remember.
Yeah, he who is free of sin, let him cast the first stone.
Yeah.
And then he turned to the woman and told her, go home and sin no more. Well, you know, these people that get involved into these loans need to take care of this particular debt and sin no more. Do not enter into more debt. That is sin.
Well, I like the words.
Or you might get stoned to death.
I like the word syntax because, you know, that represents the words on a paper or on a computer. So we're basically, when we put our signature down, we're paying the syntax. We're paying whatever the words tell us we have to pay, which is the syntax. So we're doing it to ourselves. But, you know, the question still remains, though, with all the different gurus out there and people trying to sell different methods of trying to get out of the mortgage, out of the contract that you sign, etc., how to do all these different things, you know, it is, first of all, you're participating in a fraud, so you can't really call it fraud until you discover it's fraud. All right, now we've discovered that it's fraud. We know that no money was actually passed hands, technically, you know, nothing was borrowed. So here we are at this impasse. We have this totally fraudulent contract based on absolute fakery. What the hell do we do? We'll talk about that when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Did you hear the falling bombs? Did you ever wonder why we had to run for shelter when the promise of a brave new world unfurled beneath the clear blue sky?
Look, Mummy, there's no place.
You're in the reach of control. Advanced, close, massive ionospheric heaters, storm-absorbing supergel, nanoscale weather machines. Technologies exist in some form today.
Look, Mummy, there's no plane up in the sky.
Goodbye.
Welcome back, folks.
Sky. Goodbye.
Welcome back, folks. Sky. I don't know if this is working or not. Oh, yes, it appears that it is. Okay. I had a little issue with my mic that I still haven't fixed. So, welcome back, folks. We're talking to Bert. I don't know, Bert. The subject again. It's such a vast subject, but you know, we're really trying to. I think the ultimate goal here are one of two things. We kind of talked about one the other day, which is the good faith sort of notion that okay, maybe I can't. You know, I've gotten into a contract that I can't support. I certainly don't make enough money to support my family and do all the other slave things that I'm supposed to do as a good commercial slave. So I, you know, what do I do? I don't want to lose my home. So what do? I start making good faith payments, whether that's minus $100 or whether that's minus $1,000 and I'm only paying $1 or $100 a month. That is one, obviously one aspect that needs to be, you know, put out there more so that people understand that they're not in default in that way, and the bank certainly can't claim default because you still have the entire contract of 30 years or whatever to make those payments. But the other option, which is a little more in depth, is the notion that these things are such a fraud in the first place that they can just be eliminated. And, you know, most people, again, the slave colony would say, oh, well, that's, you know, there's some responsibility that you have. You're a debtor. You know, everybody wants to whip you back into shape and tell you you need to be a good little slave with everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and here's what I'm finding out that seems to be the most important thing that is often lost in a lot of this legal mumbo jumbo. The most important thing of anything that you do in any system, I don't care which system it is the law. The law is what will basically ultimately set you free. You have to know the law. You have to be the law. You have to breathe and exhale the law. If you don't do that, then you're going to be like, you know, a fish on a hook.
And you're right, because, and why is that so important? Well, that maxim I read a little while ago, it's very clear. It says, you know, knowledge of the law, or knowing the law, knowing what it says and what it means, and being bound by that same law are the same exact thing, which means that they, under no circumstances does the law become any less just, any less powerful or authoritative. Does it lose any of its power just because you can say, well, I didn't know that law? Because to be bound by the law and to know the law are exactly the same thing in the eyes of the principles or maxims of law. That is such an important concept. So you guys out there who wonder why I'm so crazy, why Bert's so crazy that we want to learn this crap, because we know how it will bind us despite the fact that we know it or not. But if we do know it, then we might know and figure out a way around it. So this notion that you're, you know, you can be as ignorant as you want, you're still bound by it. That's volunteerism, unfortunately. So that's a contractual obligation.
Yes, and you know one thing that I that I'm learning, and I know this is going to sound very, very dangerous to a lot of people to do, but if you know the law, okay, and you practice the law, and you are taken into court for exercising the law, all you have to do is get into the court and spout the facts about you exercising the law. And that's all you have to do. That's what a true sovereign would do if he walks into the court. He would say, ladies and gentlemen, in this particular instant, I was following this law, blah, 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 blah. Anyone who believes I wasn't following the law, let him prove me wrong.
Well,
and that's all you have to say.
Oh, right. That's the problem with the juries, because, of course, the judge is the one that decides what the law is, but the jury, it basically is, again, for the most part, you just have to expect that they are completely ignorant of the law. They're there like a bunch of teenage girls to give their popular opinion. That's it. That's all they are. So the best thing that you can do to a jury is to inform them exactly what the law is and to show how you followed it to a T. I mean, that's honestly, that's your best defense, is to show that you don't even need a defense.
Yes, and remember that the jurors are in fact officers of the court. So you're there under the thumb of the government, and if you show the government, and that's what the appellate process is, if you show the appeals court that you are following the law, then you did no wrong.
And I know, I can't quote them at the moment, but I know that there's maxims that definitely back that up in every way possible, from every angle. Unfortunately, we no longer have a system where we're judged individually by our intent. We're judged by the letter of the law. So again, knowing the letter of the law, it's pretty hard to mess up if you follow it in their eyes. Now, the law, unfortunately, is not lawful, and it allows some very unlawful things. So you do have to be, you know, careful with that. But you know,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and I wanna say one after you take your call here, I wanna say one thing about case law that people really misunderstand about it.
All right. Well, we'll take that as a cue to go to the phones. Looks like we have one call waiting. Nathan in Arizona. Welcome.
Hey guys, how you doing tonight?
Good. Good.
Howdy.
Well, I didn't really prepare to call in, and I've got a lot of things going on, but I think about you guys a lot. I listen to you guys, you know, pretty much a little bit every day. Unfortunately, I've got three kids and a beautiful wife. And
hey, don't say unfortunately.
Well, no, I mean, as far as my time that I can allocate for you guys, I...
You trading your time with your wife and kids instead of with us?
You listen to a bunch of losers instead of taking your kids to a park? Have you not been listening, sir?
It's cold out here in Arizona, you know, at nighttime, so that's my other excuse. No park time. Anyways, okay. I don't know if you know who I am. I've sent you a couple of emails. Let's see. I have that garden tower thing, and
that's a cool thing,
actually. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I was trying to reach out to you about the right of self-determination, David Williams, and he had something going on this last Sunday, and I kind of last minute as far as trying to reach you about it, Clint, but. Anyways, you know, the main thing about it is, I think you're saying you need to know the language of the law so that you can find a way around it. Well, I think the difference with me and what I, you know, because I listen to David Williams stuff a lot, and I listen to you a lot, and I think the difference between you two is he would find the way through it, not around it. And
well. That's fine and dandy if you're not acting in it. But the second that you partake in the fraud, you must know the rules that govern the fraud. You can talk about going through it or doing all, you know, avoidance and all that stuff. But like you said, the rules apply to you strictly because you are voluntarily acting as the name, as the number, getting benefits. So
yes, if you are a citizen.
Right.
Now,
let me say something a little bit different. If you're operating with the law, there's no need for you to go around it or to go through it. You go with it.
That's correct. But international law allows you to create your own separate and equal nation.
Well, now you're talking about commerce. That's a different ballgame. International law is all commerce.
Law of nations, you mean? Yeah, that's getting into some... that's the laws governing nations in the way they treat their people and each other. But hold on, Nathan. We'll be right back.
Prices and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about a wonderful heart drop bar. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just wanted to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Or maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world. And so many people who can help us learn. And so many people who can help us.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden?
Well, Nathan, tell us more. The right of self-determination. Now, you know, the thing about right, the word right.
It's the only right you have. It's the only right you have. I don't mean to talk over you. It's the only right you've got, man. Out of all the inhabitants of the earth, that's the only thing that's recognized and acknowledged. Anything else is just, you know,
why is this one particular quote unquote right the only one that exists? Can you point to it? Can you tell me where it's inhabited, where it exists in nature? Because as far as I can tell, there's no such thing as a right. That the only
yes,
way
sir,
you can
I
have
can.
A right.
Yes, sir, I can. It is I am that I am.
Well,
that,
but
that's it,
not a right.
It is your God-given right, and it is acknowledged by every government, every nation on this planet, and it has always been. Okay, that doesn't mean that there's not bad things that happen, you know, that go against that. But if you want to seek that, It is called the right of self-determination.
Okay. I agree. I'm not going to disagree with the name of it. Right is certainly a name of something that exists through governments and religions, absolutely. But that's all fiction. See, that's the problem. To say there's a God-given right, that refers to the writings of men in the Bible. So this is the problem, you see. If you're going to go to government as a citizen or as a national or any other form of status within government, you're going to go to a court and you're going to say, hey, guess what? I have the right of self-determination. They're going to look at you like you're crazy because, first of all, you're not acting as yourself. You're acting as a person.
Yeah, and I know that's exactly what you guys are talking about is going into court. And so I do apologize because this is not quite where I'm coming from. Says, you know, as a citizen that I am of the United States, you know, I am in collusion with that. E pluribus unum. I have guilt on my hands. I use Federal Reserve notes, their property. I have no property. But if I am not a citizen, if I am outside of that system, operating my own government, if I can be the governor of my own creation.
Let me put it to you this way, what I'm saying is clear. A right is only de facto. There's only one kind of right, and that is an established or declared right. If you declare that you have the right of self-determination, then you need to defend the right that you've established, that you've declared. That's where the law of nations comes in, etc. So you, my friend, if you're going to declare that you have the right of self-determination, you've just created basically a government that you need to defend. Where's your army?
That's correct. I need resources. I need all these things. I need, I need a people.
Right, so you can declare the right, and you can say that it exists, but the truth is it you'll find out real quick that it doesn't. And that's the big problem that I'm having in trying to form some sense of, like you said, this self-determination thing. I'm finding that it's almost impossible because I have no way of enforcing it. I have no community, and even if I did, look what happens to most communities that are started. Christians fed to the lions, etc. So that's why I think we focus more on changing everybody's outlook on and describing words and describing what the law is so that people can actually change. Everybody actually will have to change their lifestyle and their, if you will, their God in order for this to happen. Otherwise, you know, you have the military to contend with. You have all this horrible thing. So I mean, I admire the notion of all of these types of quote-unquote rights. I just am more realistic and down-to-earth to say, yeah, that right doesn't actually exist in any tangible form. I have to prove it, and I can't do that while I'm a slave.
Well, I mean, there is proof that it exists. There are nations on this planet that utilize, and in fact, every single one of them that utilize the right of self-determination. It was given this title, the right of self-determination, 1947, through the UN. Before that, it was pretty much tacitly understood as your right to exile. If you don't like the rules of the house, then leave. And here's the door. Leave and go make your own way. And so what people have done. There are micronations. There's even people talking about seasteading.
Yes, but those are tolerated. You got to understand the difference between being free and being tolerated. You know, that is not a state of freedom. The only way that everybody can be free is if everybody is free. As long as you have, you know, I'm not trying to disagree or be contrary here. I'm just, like I said, you know, when you say that the United Nations declared that self-determination is this, did you just hear what you said? The United Nations declares that's the same as claiming freedom under government. It doesn't actually exist.
Here's the bottom line. If you're free, then you simply act like it. That's all there is to it. You don't need to depend on anybody else's law. You know the law. So therefore you act on the law that you know.
And all that really means is that you're defining your own terms. When it boils down to it, you declare your right, and you define the terms of that right, and whoever challenges it, you either fight or you surrender. That's really, there's the choice. I mean, that's what it boils down to. Hey, I got one more call, Nathan. Send me the link to the gentleman you were speaking of, and I'll certainly check it out. One more call here, but I lost my page. Ed Dallas, welcome to the show.
Hello there, how are you?
Good, good.
Well, listen, I think I got some real sucking candy for you guys tonight.
Delicious.
Delicious sucking candy, yes. I want to put you in the direction of the remedy, okay? I've been studying law since 1979. And what I did some real hard research on my own. I didn't listen to any patriots, and I did all my own research into what's going on, you know, with all this. And what I found real important was that I think it's Blackstone, or one of the famous jurists, I can't remember, I think it was Blackstone, he said the origin of a thing should be looked into. That was his statement. So it rang true with me. And I started looking at the origin of this system, okay? And that's what we have to do. We have to look at where in the world did this thing come from anyway, and why does it think that it has justification to do what it's doing, okay? And what I came up with was, okay, if you look at, for example, a good example is the agency called Social Security, or the Farm Bureau, or the Department of Transportation, the original now, from 1871, I forgot when it was created. Anyway, all of these agencies, I'll take that back. The Department of Transportation is a lawful thing. Social Security and Farm Bureau, and there's some others. I can't think of them
right
offhand.
You're talking about prima facie, you mean? These agencies?
No, I'm talking about ones that were created after a certain date. And that date was 1933.
Yeah.
Social Security was created under the New Deal, okay? And it still exists today and is still functioning. So what does that tell us? That tells us that the system today is functioning still under the New Deal terms, okay?
Under emergency powers, that's really what it boils down to.
Yes, and if you will go, there's two things you guys need to go look at. And I listened to both of them, and I took down the transcript and corrected the transcript for the words that was spoken by FDR. And if you look at the first inaugural speech, really carefully, towards the end, he makes the offer to the people that own the country. Okay, and the people we know that own the country are the posterity of the framers, because that's what the preamble to the Constitution says, that they bequeathed and gave a birthright to their posterity.
Okay, what's the other one? Because we're running out of time.
Okay, and the other one is the Fireside Chat number 6 is the one where he says how they're going to enforce the rules, and he said they're going to use the courts to do it. So if you'll listen to those two, you'll see what I'm talking about. And so
okay.
What has to be brought, it has to be brought up. The New Deal has to be brought up. And let me tell you what's important about it. Very important for you to understand.
Hurry.
Okay, the New Deal, can I stay on that till after the break?
Actually, no, we're done. I'm sorry. We got like 2 seconds. Call in Monday. Monday will be I won't be here tomorrow, but Monday I'll be here if you'd like to finish that. Take care, folks. Thanks, Bert. With